Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Luke chapter 4, verses 28 and 29. When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so they could throw him down the cliff. Why does a piece of chalk produce that hideous squeal? You know what I mean? Like this. So annoying. This is the phenomenon known as stick and slip. The chalk actually sticks to the blackboard. When the writer bends the chalk enough, it suddenly slips and vibrates, sporadically striking the chalkboard and producing that squeal that we hear. And as the vibrations decrease, the friction between the chalk and the board increases until the chalk sticks again and the torture begins once more. Okay, that sort of annoyance, to be honest, is pretty natural. That just is annoying. But you need to guard against, we all need to guard against getting unnecessarily annoyed or getting offended by things when people say or do things that don't happen to suit us, such as those people who took offence at Jesus, who were annoyed with him and tried to push him off a cliff in the incident we read out at the start of this episode. Why do we get annoyed, though? Well, if we're getting annoyed about things like that, about hearing things and getting offended by them, it's because we're not at one with the will of God. So everything that doesn't suit us upsets us. We object to things. Or demands are made on us which we think are too much, and we upset, we question people's intentions, we react with annoyance. It's dangerous to get irritated too much. To always be annoyed and irritated can lead you into the deeper sin of anger, not righteous anger, but a grudge, holding on to anger. And then that isn't love, and we are called to love. John 13, verse 35, says that we must love. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, says Jesus, if you have love for one another. And Ephesians 4, verse 29 says, let no evil talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for edifying, as fits the occasion, that it may impart grace to those who hear. We should speak of that which will do others good and serve to bring about peace. But annoyance brings about the opposite. And for this reason, we have to become free from it, free from annoyance. Otherwise, we are a disgrace to Jesus through our words, through our actions and our reactions. Squeaky chalk will always be annoying. But people, by God's grace, we can love them. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com and simply subscribe. And please leave a comment, it really helps. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.